Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Right here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And of course, by telephone today, we have Brad Finstad, the president of the Center for Rural Policy and Development. It's great to have you back on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And we are now going to look backward because we were looking forward the last time we spoke, and now we're going to look back and see just exactly what happened and how rural Minnesota is affected at the state legislature after the election.
Well, there was obviously a big wave that rumbled through rural Minnesota when it comes to Minnesota legislature, the legislative election. You'll see for the first time in quite some time here a legislature controlled by the GOP, both the House and the Senate. And some of the margins are some of the largest majorities they've had, at least in the House, for almost a decade. So we'll start with the Senate. In the Senate, we will see the GOP controlling that chamber with a one-vote majority, 34-33, in regards to membership. A couple highlights there, the seven pickups that the Republicans had all came from traditional rural, long-term serving Senate Democrats. So there's a big turnover in institutional knowledge and just the whole regionality of how the Senate has worked. So that'll be an interesting issue. When you look at some of the members, you know, if, a tax chair, an ag chair, one of the senators that was defeated was a broadband guru and a transportation guru. A lot of those skill sets that were defeated, and so now the work is in front of us in regards to educating and getting to know the new members from all over rural Minnesota in the Senate. We need to make sure that we are putting out research that reflects the needs and challenges and opportunities of rural Minnesota, and do it in a way that will allow legislators to absorb it and use it to create great policy. So that's the task that we have in front of us. So the Senate's going to be an area for us to focus some of our work. And then we go over to the House. The House Republicans held the majority there, and they built upon that. They'll have 76-plus members going into the legislative session. There's a special election in February that could potentially increase that number. But you're seeing there some rural movement also, a few districts that where there was either some highly noted races of some maybe former members that were beat in the last election running again for a second time. Democrats felt pretty good about their chances. Some of the districts that were on everybody's radar screen as being close almost became blowouts, 60 to 65% wins for some Republicans. So it was really a red wave that went through rural Minnesota, and that's what we'll see in the legislative reflection.
Well, Brad, always a treat to have you on the show, especially post-election time, because I know that nobody gets into the weeds with that stuff more than you, which is great. So we appreciate that.
Yep, thank you.
Brad Finstad is the president of the Center for Rural Policy and Development, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.